global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks now at three-month lows, following equities around the world after China weakened its currency, stoking investor concern that a slowdown in the world's second-largest economy will damp global growth. Year-to-date, yes, it is a young year, but year-to-date, the S&P is down 2.6%, the Dow down 3%, NASDAQ down 3.4%. Here it is, Wednesday of the new trading year. Today, the S&P 500 index dropped 26 points at 1990, a decline of 1.3%. We do have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 252 points, a drop of 1.5%, NASDAQ down 1.1%. Gold up $14.40 the ounce to $10.92.80, a gain there of 1.3%. Crude oil declining 5.53%, down $1.99 a barrel, $33.97 for West Texas Intermediate. I'm Charlie Pelletin. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
Doing good, advancing science, and making money. That is what makes a successful biotech company launch like one today here in New York so exciting. Oncocyte is the name of the company. They focus primarily on developing non-invasive blood and urine-based diagnostic tests for the early detection of cancer, including lung cancer, like so many, where it is so important to catch that cancer early if you can to ensure longer survival of the people who catch it. Bill Anand is with us now. He's the CEO of the company, usually in Alameda, but today in New York, ringing the bell, and I assume celebrating a successful launch of the company.
Absolutely. It's very exciting.
So tell us a little bit more about Oncocyte, what you do.
Well, as you mentioned, what we are focused on is the development of blood and urine tests for the detection of cancer. And you're absolutely right that the earlier one can detect cancer, the more effective treatment is and the better the survival rate. So that's our primary focus.
Tell us a little bit about the pipeline that the company has and the technology that you employ.
Right. Well, we're in this whole field is called liquid biopsies. It's a subdivision of molecular diagnostics, and it means basically blood and urine tests. So rather than going and taking a physical biopsy, a blood sample is drawn, it's sent to our lab, and we can tell what is going on there in terms of the cancer. So our pipeline, our furthest along project is a test for the detection of lung cancer. And we're hoping to continue the development. It's not on the market yet, but it should be in the next about a year, give or take.
So you were incubated by BioTime. Mm-hmm. The CEO, Mike West, has been on Bloomberg Radio previously. He specializes, of course, in stem cell research, but his company has spread its wings a great deal the last few years, and now we've got Oncocyte. Where do you take it now?
Well, yes, that's right. The Oncocyte was incubated within BioTime. There has now been a distribution of some of BioTime's Oncocyte shares, and we've, of course, gone public. What we're doing now is continuing to grow, develop our products, our lung product that I mentioned. We have a bladder cancer test as well and potentially other tests.
How does it work? Just in a nutshell, what is the science? What does this do that's different? Obviously, a physical biopsy where you take the mm-hmm. part of the tumor is one thing. How does this work?
Yeah, so a physical biopsy, what happens, you take part of the tumor, and then a cytologist, a scientist, looks at it under the microscope and visually takes a look and says, is this cancer, is this cell cancerous, or is it a normal cell? And you can see with your eye. What's happening here is that we are measuring markers in the blood, and in particular, the technology we are using is mRNA. So the mRNA within the blood of people who have lung cancer is different than people who do not, and we're just detecting that difference.
What is the estimated cost for this kind of testing?
So we haven't decided yet on the pricing, and to some degree it depends on the effectiveness of the test. Now, we have been working with the Wistar Institute at the University of Pennsylvania, who are our partners. Wistar has been working for 9 years on the development of lung cancer diagnostics. And so they've been great work, which they have been doing to date. So the cost, we don't know yet, probably in the sort of range that you see other molecular diagnostic tests.
I just want to mention to everybody, too, the ticker symbol is OCX, and you did ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange today. I believe that the share price is closing today, down about $1.18 a share at $8.93.
That's right.
So I don't know if that's you're the right person to answer it, but how big can this get? How high could that share price go?
Well, we don't comment on share prices. I think it's safe to say that in the market there has been a lot of interest in molecular diagnostics companies in general, and in particular in liquid biopsy. I think it's intuitive to the public that if you can have a blood test or urine test which will detect cancer, that's a very, very big potential opportunity.
And if you catch it early, I would think the plus for an insurance company or any kind of healthcare institution is that you could ultimately maybe have less costs because you could catch it early, do something about it, and not have the kind of cost then you're trying to save someone who's in the later stages of cancer.
Absolutely. So our test comes after an LDCT test, which is a low-dose computed tomography, which is basically an X-ray. And at this point in time, LDCTs are very sensitive. If there's anything in your lung, they'll see it. But 96% of the time, it's a false alarm. It's a false positive. So our test is designed to come after an LDCT to rule out the false positive. So it would save a tremendous number of unnecessary procedures, which, of course, are difficult for patients and very expensive for the insurers.
Now, I understand that you joined the company in June of 2015.
I did. I've been on the board for the last year. And I joined the company as CEO in June.
And do you have previous experience, for example, at Genentech?
I spent many years at Genentech, mostly on the commercial side, some on the R&D finance side as well.
Is this the kind of company that typically is sought after by larger pharmaceutical and healthcare companies?
Well, I think that there's certainly exciting technology, and I know that in the industry in general, there's a lot of interest in the potential application for molecular diagnostics by Big Pharma and other companies in terms of companion diagnostics and other ways of utilizing this kind of scientific information.
Well, Bill Annette, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Yes, Oncocyte, OCX. Down $1.18 today, $8.93. They are based in Alameda, California. You're listening to Taking Stock. I'm Pim Fox. You can follow me on Twitter at Pim Fox, and you can follow my co-host Kathleen Hayes on Twitter at Kathleen_Hayes. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Coming up, Bloomberg Law, brought to you by New York Community Bank and New York Commercial Bank, the NYCB family of banks. Bank with confidence anywhere you see the NYCB logo throughout the New York Metro. Visit nycbfamily.com.